Remember the assassination of Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam? It happened a few months ago. Really weird story. It all went down in the airport in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And when it happened, it all seemed really suspicious. Kim Jong-nam had been approached by two women in the airport who rubbed some mysterious goo on his face. And almost immediately, he died. What was most suspicious was those two women. Who were they? Some secretive female assassin force? Well, the truth is a lot more banal and sordid, but it also makes more sense. It's uncovered in a great piece of reporting in GQ by Doug Bach Clark. Just connect the dots for us, if you would, Doug. Who are these two women?
These two women were not professional assassins. They were two farm girls, one from Indonesia and one from Vietnam. For one of the women, for Siti Aisha, she was born in a very, very small, very rural village on the island of Java. And she grew up in a very religious, very Islamic environment. But as she grew, she saw that the capital, Jakarta, was modernizing, that people there were having a much better standard of living. And so when she was in her very early teens, she moved there and ended up working in a sweatshop. And that was the first of many steps that she took to lead a more economically upward life. And Doan Thi Huong, the Vietnamese woman, she was also born in a rural village, moved to Hanoi, the capital of Vietnam, in her teens in order to try and find work, and was eventually drawn into sex work, during which she was recruited by the North Koreans with promises of becoming a star.
Who recruited her? And were you able to trace those lines back to Pyongyang?
Yes. So both Siti Aisha, the Indonesian woman, and Doan, the Vietnamese woman, were recruited by North Korean agents pretending to be Japanese and Chinese TV producers. They pretended that they were making a prank TV show in which pretty women smeared liquids on the face of unsuspecting victims. And they told Siti and Doan that they would be paid $100 for every time they did this. And over the course of over a month, they trained them to smear people who looked like Kim Jong-nam. So they would take them to a mall or the airport, and they would point out people who looked like Kim Jong-nam, and they would put baby oil or sriracha on Siti's hands and then tell her to go smear the person. And she believed that she was being filmed on hidden camera. And they did this in situations that were similar to the final assassination.
I mean, it really seems the enticement was, I'm going to make you a star, which is no different from the promises made to so many young starlets who have gotten off the bus in Los Angeles. But were they really duped, or do you think they knew what was going on and are still acting otherwise?
According to my reporting, it seems that they were duped. And while that might seem unlikely that someone would be so unaware of what was going on, it's important to remember that Siti did not graduate from middle school. She did not speak English or Korean. She did not even understand the difference between North Korea and South Korea. However, a trial has just begun in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and it's possible that the Malaysian government has some evidence like email chains or social media messaging between them and the North Koreans.
I just want to go back to the line of succession in North Korea, which I think is kind of key here. So Kim Jong-nam, the man who was assassinated in the airport, was going to be the heir to the throne. That would have been Kim Jong-il when he died. Remind us why he was passed over and why Kim Jong-un got to be the new leader.
So Kim Jong-nam was the oldest son and so would theoretically have been in line to become the leader of the dictatorship after his father passed, until in his early 20s, in the early 2000s, he tried to sneak into Japan using a fake passport. And when he was caught by Japanese authorities, he said that he wanted to go to Disneyland, to Tokyo Disneyland, which strongly embarrassed his father to have an heir who was so immature. And he was subsequently pushed to the side, and his younger brother and the current ruler of North Korea was elevated in his place.
Is there a connection between this story of this assassination of Kim Jong-nam and North Korea's current nuclear saber-rattling?
Very much so. The same signal is being sent by rubbing this chemical weapon on Kim Jong-nam's face. If you really just wanted to kill Kim Jong-nam, you could have shot him. You could have used any of the other more normal methods of assassination. But the weapon that the women used was called VX, listed by the CDC as one of the most deadly chemical compounds in the world. It's considered a weapon of mass destruction. And North Korea was trying to show that if someone were to try and invade North Korea, or if Trump was to try and assassinate Kim Jong-un, there could be serious consequences like the release of VX on civilians.
Doug Bock-Clark, who wrote the story about the assassination of Kim Jong-nam in GQ magazine, thank you very much for telling us about your reporting.
Thanks, Marco.